We have City Councilman Andrew Lee joining us. Andrew discussing his candidacy to become the next mayor of North Platte. Andrew, how's it been going, man?
It's going pretty good. I'm here for the next part of my interview from your conversation earlier.
The job interview?
Part two. Part three tomorrow.
The job interview well underway. Of course, Andrew joining us with a paid political interview to discuss his candidacy for mayor of North Platte. And like we were saying, Andrew, you know, it is very much an interview in a lot of ways. I'm sure you would agree with that.
Yeah, you have to get out in front of people and be able to talk to them. Right now, we can't really go talk to people or get in front of them without people screaming and putting up a hex sign and telling you to run away.
Spraying Lysol all over.
Yeah, you know, random stuff. Get off my doorstep. So, you know, I go to in the morning, go grab my coffee from the espresso shop. By the way, they have really nice new floors.
Yeah,
if you haven't gotten down there, go
have
see them.
Yeah, they were working on that.
Yeah, they
oh,
were
really?
Working on all weekend. He redid all the floors
the
down
flooring,
there.
Okay.
So, congrats to Brandon. There you go. It looks really nice. And so, anyways, yeah, then I come down here and try to talk to, I don't know, how many people do you think listen, Tristan? Probably 20,000 people every morning?
I would hope I've, so,
I
but
think I, got,
guess
I think you got most of North Platte probably, right?
You know, it always amazes me how many people say, well, I heard you this morning, and I always think, you wouldn't picture that person listening to AM radio. But there's a lot of people that I know that turn it on just to see what's going on in the community. So,
yeah.
Definitely appreciate
this
the
is,
folks
This is
that
the local
listen.
Show. This is where the locals go and the locals know. You know what I mean?
Yep.
This is their
it's
this
local
is their
talk
hour.
Show.
Yeah.
Well, and some of our KODY listeners, they don't ever change the radio dial. It's on KODY all day. So.
Yeah, I know some people. I go into their room, their office or whatever, and I always know that's going to be on.
That's
so
the background.
If there's somebody, you know, I'm like, oh man, I don't want to listen to that show while I'm talking to him today. I'll make sure to schedule the meeting at a different point in time.
it's wise of you.
Well, if you're here for a second part of a job interview, we ought to fire him some more questions, shouldn't we?
Oh, I think he can take it.
All right, let's see what you got. Let's see what you got.
Well,
stretching.
This didn't really come out. It's kind of one of the things we pondered in developing these questions. But this COVID-19 is going to affect a lot of things economically, and it is affecting things. So could cut back on the city's sales tax revenues.
Yep.
So what do you think about that?
It's absolutely going to cut back on the city's sales tax revenues, I think.
Which is a big piece of the income.
That's
the city.
Our Definitely. Number one money getter for the city. So, you know, really... There's a couple pieces to it. Yeah, okay. It's going to take out a little bit of April. It's going to hurt a little bit of March. It's going to take a good chunk out of April. And apparently now the health district has decided it's going to evaporate all of May. I don't know.
Well, the governor made that decision.
Yeah.
But hopefully it could be adjusted yet, hopefully, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's got to be. I mean, I don't know how you expect small businesses to survive for months and months and months unless the state's willing to do what the federal government did and start throwing money around.
About a little bit.
There's no way. There's. Right. I mean, I'm thinking as a small business owner, how do you survive for two and a half months on limited income? I mean, you're just going to have to furlough all your staff, and then the PPP goes away, or you're going to have... Anyways, there's a whole lot of issues to it.
There's ways to do it, but you need to become an expert in these programs, basically. Spend all your time figuring out how to get the money here, or how to get that, how to tap
and
into
luckily,
that, and how to apply
they're
it.
Complex.
Luckily, we were able to offer that grant money for businesses to be able to, you know, hire an accountant or whatever to help them get through, or an attorney, whatever, to get through all of that paperwork stuff over the next coming time here. But even so, I mean, you're still talking. It's really
tough.
Tricky for a lot of them.
Really tricky.
And from what I understand, most of the paperwork actually comes on the back end. It's not on the front end of all that. So, you know, Ty Lucas, city council member, awesome. Thanks for dreaming up and thinking up that program. Hopefully, you know, it seems quite a few used it, but not, you know, the expenses were lower. And so now they have secondary plans what to do with some of that money. And I haven't quite decided how I feel about that yet. But their gift card program, you know. So I got to pull up the nuts and bolts on it a little bit deeper and look at it. I looked at the surface paper, their minutes that they sent out, but that was about it.
You'll probably be voting on that too at the next meeting.
Yeah, it is on the next city council meeting, not this Tuesday, but the Tuesday after. So, you know, I definitely got to get into the nuts and bolts on it, look at it a little bit closer, see if there's anything that I think, you know, could be tweaked.
Anyway, back to the original question. So you had a couple thoughts, other thoughts, I think, on the fact that sales taxes could go down. What else are you thinking?
Yeah, so if we're open by Nebraskaland Days, and Nebraskaland Days still does really, really well, like it normally does.
That would be great.
That's like second Christmas to North Platte. I don't think people realize the amount of sales tax revenue.
Oh, it's huge.
Almost the exact same as Christmas.
Yeah,
it is massive.
And that's what the chamber says, too. I can't tell you how many times I've heard Gary or John, when he was at his role, say, It's second Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, and it is, folks.
Yeah. And so if we can keep Nebraska 9 days and keep people, get people like, okay, this is going to be my time. I'm finally going to venture out of my house, and I'm going to venture out of my town, and I'm going to come, hopefully not from Dawson County, I'm going to come from, you know, Keith County out to North Platte, and I'm going to come from Stapleton, or I'm going to come from, you know what I mean? And we get those people to come back out here. They come to the concerts. They come to the events, to the bake-offs, to the cook-offs, to all those different food events, and they spend their money here in North Platte, and they stay in some hotels and stuff like that. That will be our saving grace. If we don't get that, it is going to be the of my 8 years on the city council, and this includes my first year when we had a huge debt spike, this will be the hardest budget year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be meat and potatoes probably kind of budget. And then hopefully it'll return to normal in 2021, and the next council, you know, they cycle them every 2 years, so it's a new council every 2 years.
Yes, some people have been critical of the Nebraska Land Days Board for not canceling it already. But I'm just glad they're doing some due diligence and trying to figure it out. I mean, June's a ways off yet, and things can change. We learn more about this. I think the whole country learns more about this every day.
Yeah.
And so who knows?
And there's only so
much.
Our
perspective and what our knowledge will be when the time comes to really decide. Entertainers, somebody said they're not going to want to go out. I said, well, they might want to go out because they need to make some money too.
Yep. Yeah. And they want to be out with their people.
Yeah, that whole entertainment industry relies on concerts and stuff. So.
Yep.
I can see them being motivated to come out. So we'll see what happens. It's interesting. And I thank the board and the executive director, Dave Fudge, for doing the work here and trying to...
Yeah, I think they're doing a great job.
I thank them for keeping going and paying attention. I mean, that's how you have to do it. I mean, prematurely canceling things in July and August, I think it's premature. I'll just say it again. I think it's premature. You've got to really evaluate, you know, leading up to your event, you know, is there something we can do or not do? If it was in... You know, April or early May, and that includes my birthday, you know. I mean, I was planning parade, you know, with Elton. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, there's a whole lot of things, and you just have to say, yeah, it's tough luck. But Douglas County's opening up here, so we're all opening up, and I'm really hoping that it will allow us to to have to take a little bit of a dip, but not maybe a massive dip. I still think there's sales tax revenue coming in because we still have restaurants still opening, still doing the carry out and that kind of thing. I think the governor opening up for delivery of, you know, alcohol from restaurants helped increase some cash flow for those restaurants. Anyways, this goes back to just showing that sometimes there's just too much red tape in government. Let's just segue it. There we go. Is that not a good segue? There's a lot of red tape, and you're like,
there is.
You know, we're getting rid of these occupational licensing pieces, you know, which means that you have to have all of these different things in order to be able to do this business. Well, maybe they can just do that business, you know what I mean? So sometimes there's just too much red tape in government, and you kind of realize it during times like this, and maybe that'll be one of the good lessons that come out of this is, you know, maybe we just need to cut back on some of our regulations so that way people can actually just work and try to make a living and do their thing.
Right.
So I really hope that comes out of this.
With some of these licenses become pretty apparent, you could cut it in half at least, some of the requirements.
And
in a time like this, you just let people work.
Yeah, for me...
Let them do what they think's right and go for it.
You know, for me, I've said it a couple times. I don't know if I've said it on the air or not yet, but one of the first things, if you know, the people in North Platte are willing to elect me as the mayor, is I want each department to go through their... ordinance book, and you can't see it on the radio, but I'm making a hand gesture of how thick this thing is.
About 6 inches.
Six,
7 inches.
It's pretty good size, and I bet you we can probably whittle at least a third to a half of that thing down if we really just want to rewrite it, get rid of all the stuff that we don't need. Obviously, we don't need a public health board anymore because we decided we don't need those anymore. So let's
go
ahead.
For the
city,
I mean.
Yeah, for the city. So let's just go ahead and rip those pages out and remove those. You know, there's so much stuff in there that's just antiquated or it needs to be rewritten, probably could be summarized, all that kind of stuff. Why not just do that? You know? I don't understand what the hassle is on that. Yeah, it's gonna take some work, but let's streamline our city, make it as easy for people to come here and do business, as easy as it is for, you know, let's quit making it hard for people.
I have a few years on me, as you know. And in the '60s there was this big push to try to limit government, and they had sunset provisions. So you enact a law, then 4 or 5 years later, it would sunset unless the legislature went ahead and renewed it or something.
Yep.
And then it just seemed to have lost that over the years. And so we do. We just have a buildup of
bureaucracy
and regulations.
The government wants control, and they don't want to give it back at any point in time. And if they have to bring that issue.
Part of the inertia of it, too. Yep. Yeah. You just get it started. Why, you know,
you give one little piece, and then it snowballs, and they add another little piece, another little piece.
If you give a mouse a cookie.
Yeah.
So it all comes back to the children's story.
So you just got to cut some of that back sometimes and maybe this time we just need to hit it with a hatchet or an axe and scale it back and work with the state and pray that they do the same thing.
You know, I think there'll be good things come out of this. It's really tough.
Yeah.
But tough things create better places, better ideas, and better people, I think. So.
You there's know, bad things that happen, but there can be positive outcomes
out of
disaster.
It also tends to draw people together, too, I think.
Yep. Yeah. Sure. I know that me and my friends, you know, as a very small friend group, you know, we break the social distancing thing, you know, every 2 weeks or so, and, you know, we just get to... Because you just can't not see anybody. I mean, I live by myself in a house. I don't want to just sit there and, you know, spin in a chair all day and watch Netflix all day.
Kinda
so I've got to see somebody at some point in time.
Definitely. And that's what we need. We need that human interaction. Again, we have Andrew Lee joining us discussing his candidacy for mayor of North Platte. And Andrew, you know, we were talking about the impact COVID-19 may have on our city budget. There's a lot of unknown with it, but... obviously, you're still willing and ready to tackle the task at hand. It's not going to be easy for our next mayor, possibly, but you're ready to do the job if elected.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, maybe we'll get lucky out of this. We'll get a baby boom like some people are talking about, and the hospital will be flush with a very busy ward of nurses taking care of pregnant women having babies, and that'll
busy
help the population.
Season.
Yeah,
that would be,
you know,
something. Yeah.
Yeah, 9-10 months from now, that'd be perfect.
Baby boom two.
Yeah, the baby boomers too. That'll
be
Gen Z one or whatever generation. We've run out of numbers or letters. Yeah. So I don't know what we're gonna have to do next. Number letter combination A1.
They'll be the COVID generation.
Anyways, yeah, the quarantine babies. You know, maybe we'll see a little population boom due to that, but. You know, it's
good things happen,
but only if they get an I voted sticker on May 12th. You know, that's the only stipulation.
So they get those for the people that do the mail-in ballots, though.
Yeah, come on, Becky, if you're listening to this, you got to go out door to door and deliver stickers to all the people who've mailed. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll take it easy on Becky right now. She's got a bunch on her plate.
She's a lot of fun, though. If you ever get to talk to her and get to know her, she's a great person.
We are blessed to have her here in Lincoln County.
Yep. So I'm really, really happy with all the work she does. She's very efficient, very, very knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had some really off the
friendly,
yeah,
very friendly,
yeah. So I've had some really off the wall questions, and she's like, Andrew, and then she answers it. You know, so you know, she's great. I really like getting to talk to her and know her over the years. So. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of cool things with COVID. I mean, even if you look at schools, not that the city has anything to do with schools, Florida now has students teaching other students in Alaska where they were short teachers over online in order to help teach, make sure that they were filling the education gaps in Alaska. Did you guys hear about that?
That's cool.
Jeb
That's
Bush
awesome.
Was talking about that the other day, and he's part of that initiative to help out in education, especially in Florida and also nationally. But that's one of the programs they've been working on is how to get older students to be able to mentor and teach. Which sometimes for me, the best way for me to be able to, like, you know, learn something is to try to teach it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting these students who are trying to teach it, and they're learning these, you know, they're learning how to teach, they're learning how to talk and communicate, and then you really
through in a whole different way.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and then they're teaching
process.
Younger kids in Alaska.
Yep.
How smart is that? I mean, there's so many
genius.
Cool things happening right now with COVID. You know, we can talk about all the doldrum stuff, we can talk about all the funny stuff, but there's some really good, clever stuff that's coming out, and I could see major reforms in education happening because of this, for sure.
It's going to be different, that's for sure.
Hey, maybe the schools can get by with less money by doing that. I don't know. We'll see.
It's possible.
So, Andrew, we have just a few moments left, but tell us, why should the voters, if they've not cast their ballot yet, why should they vote for you to become the next mayor of North Platte?
You know, there's a lot of reasons. Depends on what your flavor is. You know, if you want, I guess, cutting red tape, that's great. You know, I want to put together a tax reform package. I want to put it in front of the people to vote on because I think it's so big and so crucial that it's not something I just want the council to look at. I want them to look at it and scrutinize it, but I want them to offer it out to the public. I want you to decide, yeah, this is where I'm comfortable with tax-wise. I don't want it to be thrust upon you. I want our community, you know, to be a little bit brighter, you know, to work on that. And when I say that, I mean different kind of beautification projects, whether it be parks and rec, whether it be making sure that we have, you know, really attractive thoroughfares for people visiting our city, that this is the city that when they see it, they're like, gosh, I really wish I lived here, you know. We want them to be envious when they come here. You know, we want people to stop and be envious. And I want them to see us when they're pulling off the interstate and they go, gosh, that's where I'm going to stop real quick for food and gas and everything else. Those kind of things are key drivers to making sure we have a really successful community, in my opinion. And it's our public image. And so I call that our rebranding. thing here. We need to rebrand North Platte and re-roll ourselves out as more than just, yeah, we're that railroad town full of blue-collar workers. We're actually this, 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 and this. We're so much more than just that. And I want to roll that out to the state, and I want to get that all set up. So if you want a little bit better community and you want to work on those issues, I want a citizens advisory committee that every year they're going to choose one issue, whether it be, hey, we want to put a splash pad somewhere across, in the town or something like that. You know, that's their project they'll work on. Put somebody from each ward in there, then add in a couple of small business owners, local business owners, not big business, to be able to kind of feed it into some ideas on it and say, hey, this is how we can put it together and we can get this project done over the course of a year. And the new board comes on and they work on another issue they feel is important. And I'm not going to limit what their issue is. They can choose what their issue is. But, you know, I want to get citizens involved inside the community, deciding what they think is most important and feel like they have input into City Hall, into the mayor's office, into the council. You know, I want to get the council, make sure the council's involved in a lot of, you know, different stuff and communication, stuff like that. So that way we're constantly having feedback. You know, if that's what you want, then I'm your guy. You know, I mean, I've been sitting here for 8 years trying to, you know, and I've taken my licks, and I can tell you I've made a couple votes I wish I wouldn't have made, you know, and I wish I could switch them. But, you know, you live and learn. And all these other guys, they haven't had that yet, you know. And at least I've taken some of those licks, so I can kind of see through some of those issues that we've had before. So hopefully history won't have to repeat itself for a little while.
Now, if people want to get additional information about your campaign, Andrew, how can they do so?
You can see one of my ads on Facebook, or just go Lee for North Platte or LeeForNP.com, and then you can find the Facebook link there if you want to. You know, Facebook, I'm just putting out new content out there every few days. So if there's something you really want to learn or hear about or whatever, just message me on there, message on one of the things, and you'll definitely find out some information.
Perfect. Andrew, we'll see you tomorrow morning, sir. Thanks for the time.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys.
You bet.
More coming up with editor of the North Platte Bulletin, George Lobby, after this on KODY's Mugs in the Morning.